Sportsnet 650.
One player who's having a lot of success with Brock Besser right now is Sven Berchi. And we talked to Sven a couple times earlier, and I talked about how Sven is a tougher player than he gets credit for. He's motivated to have a good year, and so far he's having a lot of success, and he is standing by with Joey Kenward. Joey?
Thanks very much, guys. Yeah, 3-assist night for you, 11 points for your line. Was that as good as your trio has played in the early going through 13 games of the season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we got the points and everything, but, you know, we've had games in the past where we played pretty well, and, you know, it wasn't quite our best game, but we were able to score, and that at times is sometimes huge, and, you know, we came up with the win.
Good night offensively, but how impressed were you with your play defensively? Because you knew line matchups would be key at home against a Pittsburgh team that really does a good job of spreading out their offensive output.
Yeah, I thought our D's did a great job, and, you know, I think everybody as a whole, you know, every single guy that was out there was aware who they're playing against, you know, and Sid was out there. It's always dangerous. You got to be careful with that. But everybody competed hard and, you know, ended up not spending too much time in our own zone, and that was key for us.
You've seen a lot of young guys in this league get a hat trick, but to see it up close and impersonal and be able to celebrate with them goal after goal after goal, what was just going through your mind when you saw Brock do what he did against the Pens?
Yeah, it was amazing for him. You know, we've been working so hard as a line together, and, you know, being able to, you know, for one of us to get a hat trick obviously is great. And he had a great game. His shot, you know, is key. And at that time, you know, we knew going in, you know, once he scored that first goal, we knew that, you know, just get him the puck somehow and he was going to end up scoring, and that's exactly how it went.
I think Sat and John have a few questions for you from up in the press box. Guys?
Hey, Sven, thanks for joining us here. And you, yeah, as Joey talked about, Brock Besser's been a huge addition to that line, but are you sort of finding your own groove here? Like, you know, you had some success last year. Your first year in Vancouver was going fairly well, too. I know you ran into some injury problems, but do you sort of feel like right now you're sort of starting to reach your peak as a player?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, whenever the team is doing well, that gives me confidence as well, and I start playing better and better from game to game. And, you know, throughout the start of the season, I thought, you know, even last year, I don't think I had the greatest start, but I was able to bounce back. And this year, I wanted to make sure I have a good start and carry that all the way through and be consistent with it. And so preparation was key for me. And, you know, even preseason, I was feeling pretty good about my game, so I was able to carry that into the start right away. And, you know, obviously got to continue that and not lay back.
You obviously have a lot of talent, a lot of skill. You have speed. You know how to play the game at a high level. Do you sort of feel like with the style your team is playing as a whole and your line mates right now that you're able to really sort of play that skill game you always wanted to play?
I think so. I mean, you know, there were some system adjustments this year, and it's all in my favor, to be honest with
right.
you. You know, I'm able to leave the zone early and, you know, make plays from there and just trusting my teammates are going to get the puck up. And that's what I've been always all about. And I think it helped their team overall and obviously me personal.
Sven, it must be a strange feeling for you knowing that you're the old guy on that line and you're just 25 years old. You know, how impressed are you by just the day-to-day professionalism of guys like Bo Horvat and Brock Besser right now?
Yeah, it's been great. I think Bo, he's taken on more and more of a leadership role for his team. And obviously Brock, he's a smart guy. He understands his role here. And obviously he's still young, but, you know, he handles himself really well, you know, with media and all the pressure that's going on with him scoring goals. But he just, you know, he's got veins of ice, so he doesn't get too flustered too quick. So hopefully he can continue that.
You've been in the NHL now a few seasons, but what is it like, you know, going up against and going toe-to-toe with the Sidney Crosbys of the world?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, obviously it's always special against playing against your idols and stuff. But you don't want to get too intimidated. I think you want to go out there and respect them, understand that, you know, it might be a little better than you are, or a lot better at times. But, you know, obviously you got to respect them, but at the same time you don't want to play with fear and worry about them too much. You want to go out there and play your own game.
Final question. You're taking on the Red Wings tonight, a team that you just saw a couple of weeks ago. You had a real good performance against them on the road, but they look like a team that's been playing with a lot more confidence and a lot more mojo coming into tonight's game. What do you expect out of Detroit tonight?
Yeah, we looked at video this morning, and it really seemed like the last few games they really picked it up and competed a lot harder than what we played against in Detroit. And so expect a hard game. But at the end, I think we're well prepared, and we're a confident group right now, and we're ready to go as well.
Thanks for this. Good luck tonight here against the Red Wings.
Thank you. Sportsnet 650.